You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending right now? Well, it's going to be hot today. As Jeremy was mentioning earlier, it's going to be around 90 at least through Monday. So this is a 5, 6, 7 day stretch of anywhere from 88 to 94. Basking
hot.
It.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Get my tube tops out.
There's that. And then I was just writing a little piece for the Mindbender Club mailer that goes out a little bit later this morning with a little sciencey thing that I really like. Apparently, some scientists are working on portable UV light devices. So what they're talking about is maybe a day that's coming, and hopefully soon, where you have access to a little handheld device that emits UV light that is used to kill the any kind of virus or bacteria or whatever on common surfaces. So you have to think about, you know, if you're going to go pick up something at the grocery store, you just run this little... Right.
Over. Like a menu at like a restaurant. Right?
Yeah.
Anything. Your mom.
Exactly. Oh, I thought you meant like a menu puts out UV light.
No. The menu that 1,000 people touch at the restaurant.
Right.
You zap that bad boy.
Gretchen has always laughed at me because I am really delicate with menus. And then as soon as I'm done going through and placing my order, I get up and go wash my hands.
Yeah. Because you really just think about it. So many people touch those.
Well, there's actually even been science that shows that restaurant menus can be some of the most filthy things in the world.
Ugh.
Or just bring a little hand sanitizer in. And they ought to just put a little thing of hand sanitizer at every table.
Did you see the latest thing that they're doing because of the Rona now in restaurants? So you go in and they've got a tablet set up right there at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got one of those QR codes on it. And so you just take your phone, you scan the QR code, and the menu pops up on your phone.
Oh.
And
why
you can
don't
scroll
we
through.
All do
what
that.
A great idea, right?
Great idea.
Your and phones aren't the cleanest thing ever, but it eliminates the menu situation.
I like it.
Kind of cool.
Well, they've got the people who are working on this say there's a ways to go, but they're trying to find the right materials and everything else so that you would have in the future when you leave the house, you grab your phone, you grab your keys, you get your wallet, and you don't forget your UV device. And then when
it's
you go
crazy.
Out and about, isn't it nice to know
cool.
that we would have that? Of course, my brain starts going towards the, well, how could this go wrong? Like, in other words...
Like what? Skin issues, skin
right,
cancer,
exactly.
things like that. Yeah,
and I don't know what those issues would be.
I know,
but I would think
you
that
think
they
about
would
it.
Work all of that out. But
hey,
anyway,
you like me? You purchased a furnace within the last year or so, haven't you? You did
yeah,
at your old place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put the UV lighting in your furnace? Did they give you an option?
Uh-uh.
They were trying to upsell me. You can put now in within your furnace within the air ducts. Like 3 or 4 UV lights. So as it's sucking the air into your furnace through your filter and blowing it out, mm-hmm. it passes through UV lights in your furnace and kills everything before it gets blown back into your house.
Wait a minute. And you,
right?
of all people, turned
well,
that down?
Well, it was
down?
An extra like $700. So I was like, I'm good.
$700? What value do you put on your family safety?
I'm good. We're good. Kind of cool technology,
that.
Though, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I have. What do you have?
Well, speaking of staying safe and trying not to get sick, we talked about this yesterday, about under the new Safer at Home order that was announced on Monday, swimming pools are going to be reopening.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's kind of like, what is this going to look like? Because, you know, they're cesspools of fecal particles and whatever else is in the pools. So they're like, how's this going to work? Well, this little metropolitan district out in Arvada is kind of laying out their guidelines, and they're saying this probably could kind of roll over to the rest of the state. They're saying that they're going to restrict pool goers to just 35 people in the water at any given time. So 35 people in the pool. That's it. They're also going to be doing a reservation system. So they have blocks of reservations. So maybe you get a 2-hour block and then it rolls over to the next 2-hour block and then the next. So you got to actually reserve to go to the pool. And they say instead of cleaning the pools 3 days a week, they're going to clean them every single day. and also within those reservation blocks. So you'll get a block of time, and then 30 minutes afterwards to disinfect and clean the pool again, then the next batch comes in.
How do they clean the pool?
It's a lot of work. With chemicals, I guess. So, like your UV light, I'm instantly thinking, are all these pools going to be overly chemicaled? And everyone's going to come out with really red eyes and burnt skin? Or what? Or, on the other hand, this might be the best time ever to go to a pool because they're going to be super duper clean right now.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I don't know which way this is going to go.
This does explain, though, why they say the sales of swimming pools in America has skyrocketed, especially a lot of those above-ground ones that you can just throw in your backyard.
Did you see the big sellers when it comes to that? Or actually, you can go to, like, animal feed stores and buy those big aluminum tubs that they fill with water for cows or feed for cows. People are buying those big aluminum tubs, putting them in their backyard, filling them with water, and making swimming pools out of
them. That's funny.
Isn't that kind of funny?
I don't know. When I was just going for a drive this past weekend, I went through an area that I'd never driven through before, and in a front yard, somebody had set up one of those above-ground pools.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm driving by, and people are just in there splashing away.
Hanging out.
In the front yard.
Why not? It's your own filth, I guess. I'm fine with it. I'll give you one more safety precaution. This is coming from researchers from the University of Harvard, or Harvard University, I guess you can call it. They studied the risks of passing the Rona through sexy time, Dom. A little bump and grind. They say couples should be wearing masks while you're getting freaky deaky. And you should avoid kissing, and you should shower before and shower after, just to make sure that you're safe.
All right.
That's a lot of work, huh?
Well, wearing masks, I mean, but you're already covered with your ball mask, right?
No. Nicole puts a paper bag over my head. Yeah, yeah, shut up.
I wish you'd put a plastic bag over it.
Shut up, Dom. What else is going on? Did you read the story about Elon Musk? Man, he's making the money, Dom. According to the California New Car Dealers Association, sounds like a fun group, the Tesla Model 3 was the best-selling vehicle in the state during the first quarter of 2018, marking the first time an electric car has topped the list. They sold something like 19,000 Model 3s during that little first quarter. They're just selling those cars like crazy, man. Almost 77,000 of the Model 3 released to the country during that same amount of time. So Elon's raking in the money. I got a couple buddies that have actually been talking about going to get a Tesla, one of the new little ones, the 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still something that you're lusting after?
Oh, I would love to eventually have a Tesla. I don't know which model.
Yeah.
But I would love to, yeah.
They're slick little cars.
And I have actually talked to people who drive them. Because I don't want to just see the pros and cons from other people. I just ask people who've had them for a while, and they're like, greatest car ever.
I know, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, so.
And I love how you can pull them in and out of, like, your parking spot with the key fob. Mm-hmm. It's the coolest thing. Really neat.
Well, I have people to do that, so.
Shut up. Jeeves. Oh, Jeeves. Check this out. There's this woman named Emily. She's from a little town in Illinois, and she has a new Guinness World Record for the largest overdue library book fine. She just returned a poetry book called Days and Deeds. Her mother checked out this book back in April of 1955, Dom, and I guess it's been laying around or holding up a desk or something. The fine she paid was $345. Seems a little low for a book in 1955.
They actually made her pay the fine.
She paid the fine, $345.
Because that's the kind of thing, after 65 years, that's where everybody just laughs.
You just get a chuckle out of it and say, don't worry about it.
Right.
Thanks for returning the book. But yeah, largest fine ever. Still seems a little low for me. Do the math on that. Nah, don't do the math on that. Are you doing the math on that?
$345.
Beep, boop, bop, boop. Yeah, and 14 cents.
Divided by 65 years, works out to $5.30 per year.
They should have charged her more.
Divided by 52 weeks, about a dime a week.
It's a little low.
You're harsh.
Should have doubled it. David, somebody has been waiting for that book for this many years. It's on hold for them.
I would love to. It would be a funny like Saturday Night Live skit or something. The person who calls every week for 65 years.
Is that book back yet?
The poetry book?
The one I requested, Day of Deeds.
All right, I'll talk to you next week.
I'll just sit here and wait.
All right, clickbait me, Dom. Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video. On the surface, it sounds pretty darn stupid. But once you get into it and start watching it, it's actually quite entertaining. It's a TikTok user named Cody Van Camp. He's been posting shock collar challenge videos starring himself, his brother, and his sister. Now, I watched all three of them, and the best one by far was his sister. And so they go through a drive-through and they try to order food as he is sitting in the passenger seat remotely shocking them because they have a shock collar on. And the sister, man, I don't know if she's an overactor or this thing was really zapping her good, but you have to watch it. She actually spilled her drink all over the inside of the car because of this. And it's just kind of what we need right now. Just kind of a little bit of stupid humor. It'll give you a laugh this morning. Check it out on our Facebook page. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Are these things dangerous?
I was thinking that because they shock her like 20 times.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if her heart stopped at some point.
I don't know. But it's fun. It's a fun click, so check it out on our Facebook.